This is a really big event for us. It's one of the single biggest events that we have in our particular force area. And as you say, yeah, we have 100 members of staff, police officers, police community support officers and police staff who will be policing this event for us.
I suppose it's getting a balance, isn't it, for you guys in terms of, you know, providing that reassurance to the public, but equally you don't want to appear perhaps overzealous and look like you're, you know, stopping people from enjoying themselves.
No, absolutely not. It's we are there to complement the smooth running of this really safe and successful event.
Take us through the travel plans, because I know a large part of that is Isle of Wight Council and the roads department there, and also obviously the festival organisers, but there have been problems in the past, so presumably you've spoken with organisers and you've got a plan.
There is a really detailed traffic management plan which has been put into place by numerous partners, including the AA, the Iden Roads, Isle of Wight Council and the police. The traffic management starts today. We've got a one-way system which takes effect from Fairlie Road. Things have happened in the past. What I would say is we have learned from years gone by. I'm really confident that this plan is fit for purpose and it's going to make this event particularly enjoyable.
And when on site as well, I know that obviously it's an obvious message, isn't it? Drugs are banned, they're illegal, but also this recent increase in recent years of legal highs. And your message this year is interesting. Legal does not mean safe.
Absolutely not. I have a personal policing experience of people that have been under the influence of legal highs. I have seen the extremes of behaviour. The festival organisers have got a really strong message in relation to legal highs. It's not acceptable. The licensing conditions say that there is no legal highs to be on the site. So anybody who thinks that they're going to be taking legal highs to the festival or supplying them at the festival site are going to be met with a zero tolerance approach to it.
Would you say there, you mentioned you've had personal experience of it, would you say that perhaps in some circumstances dealing with someone who's taken legal highs can be just as tough as dealing with someone who has perhaps taken an illegal substance like drugs or perhaps had too much alcohol?
Absolutely. It is challenging policing because you get, as I said before, you get people with extremes of behaviours, and it's very hard for police officers to deal with people like that because we're not medical professionals, we're police officers, and ultimately that generally means that we have to refer that person to our medical professional partners to help us assist dealing with that particular person.
And then, of course, it becomes a much bigger operation, doesn't it? Even more resources, where those resources could be used elsewhere where they're perhaps needed.
That's why the strong message has gone out in relation to legal highs, because we don't want people to go there and have their enjoyment spoiled. So I think we've set our stall out very clearly from the start in relation to them.
And just my final question, if I may, I know it's an issue that a lot of islanders get concerned with when the festival comes, that all of a sudden every police officer is just going to be in Newport and that the rest of the island is forgotten about. Just take us through that.
Well, first of all, let me say that from our perspective and the Isle of Wight resident, that is not going to be involved in any way, shape or form with the festival. It is business as usual for us. The Isle of Wight customer can expect the same level of service as it was any other day of the week. If anybody needs a police officer and an emergency, they should phone 999. And if it's a less, not an immediate attendance, then they should phone 101.